Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News as we continue to present our propositions. We have 95 propositions that we want to hand over, we want to communicate and convey to the Joint College of African American Bishops. And it behooves them to pay attention to what we're saying, because the Church of Jesus Christ, is paying attention. And it is our contention, that these prelates, these men who are given to this monarchical episcopacy, whether it be Romish or Anglican or a combination of both, we contend that they're in error and that they're leading the Church of Christ into error. And so I want to welcome our vast audience here in the United States, and of course, our vast audience from overseas, from Europe and Canada. And once again, let us express our rules of engagement, because we want to let everyone know in what spirit are we presenting these propositions. In what spirit? Well, first of all, we can tell you that we love Christ. We love Christ. We love His church. We love the souls of men. And we love truth. And it is because we love Christ and His church and the souls of men and the truth that we now present to the Church of Christ Universal and to the Joint College of African American Bishops the following propositions. The following propositions, which are designed, pose, and bring to a grinding halt the present Roman Catholic invasion of the African American Church. Each proposition, as designed, is brief, and we endeavor to only present one proposition, or what you call a thesis, or a bullet point, because that's what a proposition is. It's a bullet point. It is a stinging bullet point. It is a litany of 95 criticisms. And of course, we are being critical in the spirit of love and in the spirit of upbuilding the body of Christ and uprooting all paganism. And we make no apologies about it. We make no apologies about it. This is what we call earnestly contending for the faith. So today we are presenting proposition number 4. 3 have already been presented. As we said, each proposition is simply a short statement on what it is we are critical about, what it is that we vehemently disagree with College of African American Bishops. It is our goal, and it is our preference not to name names whenever possible. Sometimes it will be impossible to leave names out. But we don't want to make this about personalities. We want to do like Jesus did when he mentioned the Nicolaitans as a group. That's what we want to do with the Joint College. We want to name them as a group. We want to hold the group responsible, just like Jesus held the Nicolaitans responsible. And Jesus was a hater. And so are we here at Reformation News. And we're going to be accused of being haters. But we can tell you, as part of these rules of engagement, that we do affirm that we hate. But like Jesus, we don't hate the Nicolaitans, and we do not hate the members of the Joint College of Bishops. What we hate, according to Revelation chapter 2, verse 6, and Revelation 2:15, what we hate are their deeds and their doctrines. We hate everything that proceeds from canon law. We want nothing to do with canon law. We want nothing to do with it. Our only law, our only rule of faith is Scripture. Sola Scriptura. We are not going to allow our churches to be governed by canon law. Away with canon law. Away with the Pope. Away. Away. Away with the Pope. It was our founding fathers who said, in looking at what Europe was, they said, for America, and they wanted for America, no king, no pope. No civil monarch, and no religious monarch of any kind. No Romanism, no Anglicanism. We don't want anything to do with the Church of Rome, whose head is the Pope, and we want nothing to do with the Anglican Church, whose head is the Queen of England. We will not be subjugated to the Erastian heresy of Anglicanism. We prefer not to mention names. Sometimes that will be impossible, only because, like in today's broadcast, we need to give some things their true historical background. And so we must name names. But it is not out of spite. It is not out of malice. It is simply to be historically accurate. Historically accurate. We pray the members of the Joint College of Bishops will not throw mud, will not throw insults, will not turn to slander, will not turn to childish behavior, but we pray, on the contrary, that they would provide a timely and academic response to every one of these propositions. Since they claim to have scholars among them, scholars. Let's see if that's true. Let's see if that's the case. Only time will tell. And let's see. This will be our fourth broadcast, our fourth proposition, and to date, we've heard from no one on the other side. And please let me say beforehand, please let me inform them that if they want to debate, I'm open for debate. We can debate on the Word Network. We can debate on the Impact Network. I can set it up where we can debate in a mega church, and I will take on anyone. I will take on a team of people. Whatever champion, whatever person they deem can defend their cause, I'll debate. And we can debate a slew of things pertaining to episcopacy. Let me also share with you, dear brothers and sisters, that not only are we doing these 95 propositions / contemporary thesis, because like we said in previous broadcasts, what Martin Luther wrote nearly 500 years ago is outdated. it doesn't apply for today. Very little of what he wrote in his 95 thesis applies to our situation today. So we have to come up with our new, contemporary propositions that will deal with the heresies, the abuses, and the malpractices that are plaguing the African American church as a result of Romish Anglican Episcopacy. So, in addition to these 95 propositions, which will be given to the body of Christ within the next 4 months, as we take one per day, we are also putting out 12 books. 12 books. We've already put out two. Jackass Church Bishops and Nehushtan Church Bishops. Books that will soon be released. Draconian Tsunami, Episcopal Fashionistas, Lesbian Bishoprics, and one that I'm going to be talking about tonight, Babel, Episcopal Babel. The secondary title of Episcopal Babel is showing how the Joint College of African American Bishops is an Episcopal Babel, an elevation mill which leads to nowhere, the foolish creation of Romish Nimrods. Again, a book that's soon to come out, and we're releasing them because we promised that for this 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, we are releasing 12 books. 12. And you know the quality of these books because you've been ordering them in PDF format. You love Jackass Church Bishops. I mean, that is a phenomenal book. A phenomenal book. That was our first release. The one we just recently released was Nehushtan Church Bishops. That book was 16 chapters, close to 300 pages, close to 300 footnotes. I mean, these are academic books. And all 12 are of the same caliber. So you're getting 95 propositions plus 12 books. 12 books. And you know that we deliver. Just read Jackass Church Bishops. You're going to be blown away when you read that book. You'll be blown away with Nehushtan Church Bishops. Wait till you read Lesbian Bishoprics. Wait till you read Draconian Tsunami. Wait till you read Simonic Succession. Just wait. And these scholars, so-called, over there at the Joint College of African American Bishops had better read and prepare their rebuttals. Because these are not books that you can dismiss. These are scholarly works. Scholarly works. So, let us proceed. Let us proceed with our fourth proposition. As we shared with you in previous broadcasts, we're not in a rush because we can release them all at one time. We can give you all 95. But we rather do a broadcast on each one, allow you to read it, allow you to read the proposition, allow you to hear our argument in putting together the proposition, then letting you ponder upon it, and letting you debate it, and then let's see, if anyone over there at the Joint College can respond. So let us consider tonight's proposition. Tonight's proposition goes like this. The Joint College of African American Bishops, being the creation of four confused clerics, the Joint College of African American Bishops, being the creation of four confused clerics, makes the organization an Episcopal Babel, an elevation mill, of which God disapproves and vehemently opposes. Let's read that again. The Joint College of African American Bishops, being the creation, not of God. It's not God. God didn't put that thing together. It is not God's creation. It is the creation, in my opinion, of four confused clerics, thus making the organization an Episcopal Babel and elevation mill. You know, like there's diploma mills? Well, in my opinion, and that's why I would like to debate these guys. Love to debate them, because I would argue that this whole organization is nothing more than an elevation mill where bishops are getting elevated like it's going out of style. What's the rush? What's the rush in everybody becoming a bishop now? What's the rush? I'll tell you what the rush is. Satan is preparing his church for Antichrist. That's the rush. As it says in the book of Revelation chapter 12, Satan has been cast down to the earth, and he's raging mad because he knows he has but a little time. And that was 2,000 years ago. So if he had just a little time 2,000 years ago, he has less time today because the clock is ticking. And he must prepare a church, an apostate church, a harlot church, for the Antichrist. Thus, the elevation mill. Not a diploma mill, but a parchment mill. An elevation parchment mill. Where people, in my opinion again, are being given bogus certificates of apostolic succession. Who wants to debate that? Who over there at the Joint College of Asinine and Heehawing Bishops, as the title Jackass Church Bishops goes, who from that group over there wants to debate? Who? Who wants to debate Proposition 4? As I argue that the Joint College of African American Bishops, being the creation of four, in my opinion again, confused clerics, makes the organization an Episcopal Babel and elevation mill, where we're going to argue momentarily from the book of Genesis chapter 11 of which God, like he disapproved of the Tower of Babel, he's disapproving of this Episcopal Babel, and will come down to oppose them. That's my argument. That's the fourth proposition. Who wants to take a stab at it? Who on the other side? Well. Let me read something to you from the internet. And again, we are considering that there are four individuals who came up with the idea of creating this joint college. So let me read to you from the internet. You will find this in Wikipedia. You'll find this information all over the place. Wherever you find the Joint College of Bishops, you'll find this on their info page. Let me read to you. It says, and I can send you the link if you so desire. I did not write this. Someone else did, and it has not been contested. So it says, in November of 1993, four bishops of the Pentecostal community had a conversation while traveling to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, regarding the need for training of Pentecostal bishops for the office to which they had been called. One of the hallmark statements by one of the bishops was, and I quote, "A person becomes a bishop without any idea of what the bishopric entails. There is no rehearsal, no trial period, and no sampling of their skills in administration. And there's certainly no way of knowing how that bishop will deal with other pastors who shall be committed to his care," end of quote. It was this observation, along with their devotion to the office of episcopacy, that motivated these four bishops to do something about their discomfort. Their discomforts, plural. Well, let me make a suggestion. If they had been discomforted over the lack of knowledge of bishops not knowing what bishops was, then just train them. Take them to the scriptures. And, if you're really bothered, go before the Lord in prayer. Do like Barnabas in Acts 13 did. Barnabas and Simeon called Niger and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen and Saul. What did they do? As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost spoke. No, but they didn't do that. See, they didn't do that. Let me continue reading. Their solution wasn't prayer, wasn't Episcopal training. Their solution was to form an organization later called the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. Initially, they envisioned this organization offering education, training, and accountability to all those that directed their hopes and ambitions towards obtaining the office of a bishop in the Lord's church. It was during this initial conception and inception, gathering and motivated by a sense of urgency, that those bishops, and I will, there's four of them, I'll leave them, I won't name them, because these four bishops agreed that one of them would be the presiding bishop of this organization and would serve as a chairman and conveyor of a college of bishops for Pentecostal prelates with a special emphasis on African American bishops. So four guys got together. Four guys. They were on their way to Philadelphia. And so did they talk to the Lord? No, they didn't talk to the Lord. It doesn't say that they talked to the Lord here. It doesn't say that they got together like the leaders at the Church of Antioch, who also had discomforts about the way ministry was going, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted. And when they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said. But in this case, the Holy Ghost didn't say anything. It was the flesh speaking. The flesh. So, this is what we have. We have Genesis 11 happening in 1993. What is Genesis 11? Well, Genesis 11 is a group of people saying, let us do this and let us do that. And they said one to another, let us do this. You see, the four bishops said one to another, let us arise. Let us arise. Now, if they felt bad that bishops were being made bishops but were ignorant, then what would correct that is training. You don't need to develop an organization to train somebody. You just train them. What do we need another organization for? We don't need a joint college for that. Just train them. If your heart is really broken over it, and you're bothered and vexed by it, just teach. Isn't that what the Bible says a bishop ought to be capable of doing? Apt to teach? So you don't need to create an organization. You don't need to do that. Just teach. But no. See, they had to create an organization that would become an elevation mill. An organization that would just crank out bishops, bullets in a Gatling gun, in a rapid fire Gatling gun. So, if you want the link to this, if you want the names, just email me, and I will send you the link, and you can read the names. We don't need to read the names today. Now, in my proposition, Proposition 4, it says, the Joint College of African American Bishops, being the creation of four confused clerics. Now, again, where do I get the number from? From the multiple articles and write-ups on the origin of the Joint College of African American Bishops, which is consistent in naming the number four. There were four men, four clerics, four bishops, four prelates. They were discomforted over the situation in the church, over the fact that bishops didn't know what a bishop was supposed to do. So they decided to create an organization. Now, their reasons for creating the organization tells me that they are confused. Or were confused because this happened in 1993. There is a video out there. Let me give you the name of the video. It's 3 minutes and 17 seconds long. 3 minutes and 17 seconds long. It's called What is the Joint College? This video, as we speak on my screen, has 6,061 views. is called What is the Joint College? If you were to Google that, what is the Joint College? And if it shows a video for 3 minutes and 17 seconds, there is a gentleman who comes on who happens to be one of the four individuals who created this organization. Now, when he speaks for 3 hours and 17 minutes, it is a ball of confusion. And the reason why I don't want to talk about the video is because if I have an opportunity to debate this gentleman, I can take the video apart and show how confused he is. I can help him. I can show him how wrong he is. We can give him an education. We can school him on episcopacy. Because obviously, this man who is talking and who is the chief prelate of this organization, he is what we call a metropolitan. He's what you call a metropolitan. A titular title. Metropolitan. Now, I've listened to his 3 minute and 17 minute little speech there of what is the Joint College and why it exists and what is its function. And I hear it and I hear confusion. Confusion from beginning to end. So that's why, in the write-up, in the proposition, I put the Joint College of African American Bishops being the creation of four confused. Now, why do I say that all four confused? Well, they all agreed to it, and they let this confused fella be their ultimate spokesperson. He is their spokesperson. And if he's confused, they're confused. So, again, the Joint College of African American Bishops being the creation. They had no scriptural warrant to create this organization, to create it. They had no scriptural warrant. And their reasons for doing so reveals that they are confused, that they don't know what episcopacy is. There are four confused clerics. Thus, they make the organization an episcopal babble. That's what it is. And an elevation mill. In other words, it's the fast track to the bishopric. The fast track. Now, God disapproves of this and vehemently opposes it. Now, let me explain why the creation of this thing is wrong. Let me explain why. This same gentleman who appears in the 3 minute, 17 second video has written a book. I purchased the book. I've read the book from cover to cover. Again, from cover to cover, the book again testifies to the fact that this gentleman is confused. This is the title of the book. The Bishopric, a handbook on creating episcopacy. Well, you can't create episcopacy. You can't. You can create pseudo-episcopacy. You can create an apostate episcopacy. You can create a bogus episcopacy, but you can't create episcopacy because Christ, the head of the church, created episcopacy and defined it. Now, what this gentleman is inferring with his book, The Bishopric, a handbook on creating episcopacy. What he is suggesting is what Alfonso the Wise suggested. It was Alfonso the Wise who was quite stupid when he said, had I been present at creation, I would have made improvements. Like you can improve on what God makes. It's asinine to think that any human being can improve on God's creation. Who can improve the crocodile? Who can improve the woodpecker? Who can improve our solar system? Who can improve on God's magnificent creation? And so God has a material or a universal creation, a physical creation, and then God has a spiritual creation. When God created the church, when God established the church, he created episcopacy. And behold, it was good. Everything that God makes is good. And then when you put it all together, it is very good. So when this gentleman writes a bishopric, a handbook on creating episcopacy, how can you create something that God already created? You cannot create episcopacy. God already did it. It's like saying, I'm going to create the church. Well, Christ created the church. You can't create the church. You can't improve on the church. We just have to follow Jesus' guidelines for building his church. As Paul said, as a wise master builder, I laid the foundation. There is no other foundation that can be laid than that which has already been laid, Christ Jesus. So it is stupid. It is asinine. It is foolish to think that we can create episcopacy when it has already been created, and the model of episcopacy is in the New Testament. That's where you find it, in the New Testament. But what happens is that men are never satisfied with God's creation, and like Alphonse the Wise, they open their silly mouths and say, had I been at creation, I would have made improvements. When you read the creation account, when you read the 6 days of creation, at the end of each day, God said, and behold, what he had made was good. When it was all wrapped up, when everything was together as a unit, he said, and behold, everything was very good. So I don't know how you can create apostleship. I don't know how you can create the apostle and the prophet and the evangelist and the pastor slash elder slash bishop and the teacher when God has already created it and made it perfect. So this title reveals, and the content of the book reveals. And if this gentleman wants to debate the book, I would be happy to take it apart chapter by chapter. So we can also do that on the Word Network or on the Impact Network or wherever you want to do it. We can go mano a mano. Mm-hmm. So let me play for you Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11. Exactly. I take Genesis chapter 11 and I take what men are doing today with episcopacy, and I show the parallels between what the builders of the Tower of Babel were doing and what the builders of episcopacy today. And when I mean episcopacy, I'm talking about pagan episcopacy, an episcopacy that has been perverted and corrupted and is nothing like the episcopacy that Christ gave us and his apostles in the New Testament. So I show a parallel between the current episcopacy, the deformed episcopacy, the twisted and perverted and satanic form of episcopacy that is so prevalent in our churches today. And I show the connection between this elevation mill and the Tower of Babel. And with every Tower of Babel, you need a Nimrod. With every Episcopal Babel, you need a Metropolitan. So here is Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11, beginning at verse number 1. And we're not going to go too deep because I'm coming back tomorrow and we're doing the rest of the chapter.
Genesis chapter 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, Go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, Go to, let us build us a city, and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth.
The key verse is verse 4. Although in verse 3, they begin by saying one to another, let us go, let us make bricks. It's like the four bishops who were on their way to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and they said one to another, let us go, let us do this thing. And then in verse number 4, it says, and they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower. Let us build an elevation mill whose top may reach into the heavens, you see, where one can be pope, and then under him the archbishops, and then under him the bishops, and then the suffragan bishops. Now, you can't find pope in the Bible. You cannot find Metropolitan in the Bible. That, see, Pope, Metropolitan, Archbishop, and Suffragan Bishop, all of that is the creation of man. All of that. All of it. The only one that is of God is Bishop, but it has been perverted. And it is nothing like the bishops in the New Testament. So, the Pope, the cardinals, the archbishops, the metropolitans, prelates, suffragans, bishops, all of that is a tower of Episcopal Babel. Everybody's going up. Now, if you notice in the article that I read, four of them came together to do this organization. They came up with the plan. That is the let us in verse 3 and the let us in verse 4. Those are the voices. Let us do this. Let us do that. But then the one that they made the chief prelate, the one that they made the metropolitan, he I call Nimrod. 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 The leader, the rebel. Because Nimrod means rebel. He's the one leading the rebellion, because God never said to go up some Episcopal tower. There's no such thing as elevation in the ministry. Paul said, let this mind be in you. And what's the mind? The mind of Christ. And what did Christ do? He came down. He didn't go up. He came down. And everyone who wants to serve Christ on a ministerial capacity must always go down, not up. There were no princes in Christ's church. He warned us, he told us that we were not to be like the Gentiles who have rulers over them and dictate and become despotic. Let us. You see, it's the few voices that are dictating what the masses are going to do. It's the few voices in the church that are telling black folk what to do. The few, the bishops, the members of the Joint College. They're on this upward spiral. And notice verse 4, let us make a name for ourselves. Let us develop. What is the big thing in the church today? Everybody's developing their brand. Everybody's developing. You know, when you get elevated to a bishop, you get to make your own coat of arms. Coat of arms. Your own silly coat of arms. You see, the Hebrew word for name is sem. It means brand, reputation, resume, bio, your biographical sketch. When we think of Adolf Hitler, when we mention the name Adolf Hitler, attached to Adolf Hitler is a resume. The author of the book of Proverbs says, the name or the sem of the Lord, the resume of the Lord, the bio of the Lord, is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. So they said, you see, the whole plan of doing this tower was for them to develop a brand, for them to develop their own coat of arms, for them to develop a reputation, for them to have a biographical sketch, a resume that would impress. That's what these guys are into. Resumes. Resumes. Who's going to go the highest? Who's going to achieve the most? Who's going to get on the fast track, on the fast elevator upward? Where Christ taught the opposite. Where Christ, our Lord, taught the opposite. He who wants to be the greatest among you, let him be the servant of all. Now, these guys quote that scripture, but they don't serve anyone because they are self-serving. Everything about the episcopacy, Romish episcopacy, Anglican episcopacy, is self-serving. It's self-serving. So again, I would argue, when they say, let us make a name, well, some will become metropolitans. Archbishop so-and-so. Metropolitan so-and-so. Monarchical bishop so-and-so. Suffragan bishop so-and-so. See, it's all about rank. It's all about rank. And none of this, just like the Tower of Babel, none of this has anything to do with God. God is not involved. Show me in the Bible where God talked about metropolitans. Show me in the Bible where God spoke that. Show me where God talked about archbishops. And by the way, there's one chief shepherd. There's one archipoimen. One. And that archipoimen is Christ and Christ alone. There are no monarchical bishops in Scripture. They're all to be serving bishops. Please show me. You see, all these things that I've mentioned, this is the creation of man. Not of God. And this is a Tower of Babel. This is an elevation mill that's leading to nowhere. Because those certificates of the bishopric that they issue showing from what line, from what stream you succeed from, all of that is bogus. Well, I can trace my stream back to Peter. Or I can trace my stream back to Thomas. All of that is nonsense. pure nonsense. It leads to nothing. To nothing. To nothing. So, saints, that's the proposition. Here it is. Here's the proposition. Let me read it to you one more time. The Joint College of African American Bishops, being the creation of four confused clerics. They're confused. You listen to them, you listen to the videos, you read their books, they're confused. They have made the organization an Episcopal babble. An organization full of confusion and an elevation mill where everybody goes up. I'm being elevated. I'm bishop-elect. I'll be elevated this year. Elevated to what? I mean, that's the same thing Satan was promising Adam and Eve. Same thing, elevation. Oh, don't worry. No, what? What? No, you'll be like, you eat of this fruit, you'll be as gods. You go a step higher. Oh, God is trying to deprive you. God is stopping you from being elevated. But if you listen to me, you'll be as gods. Same nonsense. Same foolish gospel. Same one. And this is why God disapproves of this organization and opposes it. And that's why he's raised up broadcasts like ours who will oppose it and show God's displeasure concerning this organization. We'll leave it there. You ponder, you debate, you consider. And while you guys over there at the Joint College of Bishops, as you keep marching to Rome, those of us who love the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to keep marching to Zion. I'll be back tomorrow with proposition number 5. God bless you, saints.